little light, a little dwight.
We continue with show number 550. I knew it was special. I could feel it. Yesterday, Dave Ennett and Andrea Darlis, known as the Andrea and Dave team, filled in for Bill and Wendy. How'd that go?
We had a great time.
Yeah, I thought
we
it was
loved
fun.
It.
We had a good time. Tried to call in, couldn't get in.
Yeah, we thought we were waiting for you. You were going to be our first call.
Well, maybe, I thought Andrea and Dave's first call would be a good bit we could do on this show.
See the irony?
Yeah.
Did you hear the whole show?
Didn't miss a minute.
Okay.
You didn't hear the whole show, did you?
No, I didn't hear
it. I didn't think
so.
Were you guys nice to each other the whole time?
Oh, no. We were. We actually were. It was
really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Mary, have you met these two?
The heck happened?
Yeah, brothers and sisters call him, but they shouldn't fight as much.
Dave's like a brother, like a grandfather figure to me.
Okay. That's
no, I'm
nice.
Kidding. No, we did none of that. We had great topics, good guests.
Do you know what the name of the show is?
DNA.
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 Get it?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you like that?
You know, when you guys said that, I go, why are they talking about DNA?
D-N-A.
DNA.
So they weren't quite branded yet? After the first 2 hours.
DNA for B&W. I know, that sounds...
DNA rough. For BMW.
B-N-W.
Oh, I'm sorry. How could I have missed? After all the times you've talked about it.
Yeah.
Mary, we have a name for the Friday Christmas show as well.
This Friday?
Yeah, it's the Steve Cochran Christmas situation.
Oh.
So it'll be the Friday show.
It is definitely going to be a situation.
Alex Stone's on at 7:10 this morning. He'll preview the debate tonight in Las Vegas. Frankly, I'd prefer just to go gambling. But I will live tweet that so you don't have to pay any attention to it. Well, you should. I mean, it's your responsibility. But if you're not going to do it, or even if you are, you could have your Twitter situation ready to rock and you'd be able to follow my situation.
You got a lot of situations going on.
David Kaplan this morning, Kid of the Week, as well as you talked about a few moments ago. Blackhawks tickets at 7:20. And we have hidden a puck in a celebrity's pants again. Very special celebrity today.
Good.
Yeah. Male or female?
Can't tell.
Tom Skilling with a puck in my pants.
It's not your turn, Tom. The Oriole Park Choir today. And as Andrea said, your choir from your school.
Willowbrook.
They were great.
Thanks. They sounded awesome.
They really did.
I love that second song they sang with the Silent Night medley. It was beautiful.
Was that on the show?
Yeah. Driving in my car. It was great.
No, they were great. Duncan Keith later in the show as well. And looking forward to talking to Dunks. That's what we call him in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. And David Hochberg later. There's something wrong with him. But the good news is he's really, really, really good at what he does. He's not a guy you want to be caught in an elevator with, but he's really good at what he does.
What's is wrong it because with he has the puck in his pants?
No, Hochberg does not have a puck in his pants.
You said there's something wrong with him?
You met him.
Oh, okay.
He's a little hyper.
We love Hochberg. Hochberg will be on the show today.
Awesome. And, great.
Talking about he's helped you?
Yeah.
You know who else helped? DeCoste. He helped John DeCoste.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he refinance?
No, I just helped him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just in general. Chris and Elgin's the first caller, and we'll get to traffic. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic.
What's your day like today? You got anything going on? Maybe you and I could hang out.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll take off of work, okay?
What do you do for a job? What's the job?
At an accounting firm.
And what do you do there?
I'm a secretary.
And how are the accounts? Are they nice to you?
Oh, fabulous.
Well, let's get a plug-in for them. What's the accounting firm?
RSM McGladrey.
Oh, that's a pretty good-sized firm.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell everybody there that you deserve a raise, and I said so.
I will.
For being on the show, I have tickets for you to A Christmas Story at the Paramount Theater.
Wonderful.
In Aurora, which is beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Also have a gift card to Sweet Alley's Gluten-Free Bakery. Do you have any gluten issues?
I do not.
All right, well, they'll order the regular stuff then.
Okay.
Yeah. They're in Hinsdale. They're also online at sweetalis.com. And you a skier?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
I am.
All right, Dave, good for you. I have a Lightkeeper Pro. where you can fix the lights on your tree or fix the lights wherever. You can go to lightkeeperpro.com for ordering those, but you don't have to because you just won yours. I have Lou Malnati's pizza for you.
I love Lou Malnati.
We do too, yeah, loumalnati's.com. We're going to have Lou Malnati's Friday on the Steve Cochran Christmas situation, and then we found out that the station is getting a bunch of Lou Malnati's pizza, right, Kev?
Yeah, so...
That's going to screw up our pizza in the morning.
I think we'll have an actual traditional breakfast, though. So we'll have that early, and then we'll have pizza.
You mean like bacon and eggs and sausage?
Yes,
and
instead of...
Who
you know,
eats that?
I know. Instead of barbecue and pizza, we're going to have eggs and sausage and toast.
This show is committing to health in January.
Are we having fruit?
We are committing to health in January.
Yeah. Go overboard, Mary.
Yeah. How about lutefisk and lepsa? That would be pretty good.
Are they doing the morning show at B96 again? Lutefisk and lepsa? ChevyDriveChicago.com, WGN Radio, stainless steel travel mug, and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee as well. All of that is for you, my friend.
I am so excited. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you listening. Tell a few friends and hold on. You know, even though this show is the number one talk show in Chicago, and thank you for that, it doesn't hurt to tell a few friends. So whatever you're doing today, I know it's a busy, busy season for all of you, but if you could just go out and tell 10 friends today, have you heard the Steve Cochran Show lately on 720 WGN? It'd be very important. I hope people will, you know, in the spirit of giving.
Give the gift of us. Give the gift of our situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Nicely done. Mary's back. What's up?
We have an accident up on side of the Stevenson right lane car and the semi involved at Weber. So watch for that. Some delays. And as you make your way inbound, a little bit slow into 83 and into Cicero on the Stevenson. But no backups on the Edens Kennedy Eisenhower's building into First Avenue. Looks pretty good on the Ryan, the Bishop Ford, a little tight into 115th. Same on 57, accident in Romeoville, Joliet Road and Bluff. Traffic sponsored by Hallmark. The holidays are right around the corner, and so is the perfect Hallmark card this season. Show your appreciation with the Hallmark card. Care enough to send the very best. Care enough to send a Hallmark card. Available wherever Hallmark is sold. Mary Vandeveld, WG on Traffic Central.
The Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove is now accepting patients as a full-service clinic. The Eye Institute provides comprehensive eye exams and glasses and contact lenses. Since I turned 50, and I'm 54, since I turned 50, my vision is like trended downward.
Mm-hmm.
In the wrong direction. I've never worn glasses. And I finally gave in last year. And the eye doctor, Wheaton Eye Clinic, fine people out there. Eye doctor said, you don't need them. I said, what do you mean I don't need them? I said, I can't see the golf ball. I know I'm hitting it farther than 100 yards. I can't see it. And, so the eye doctor agreed to, he said, well, you can get them. He said, if it makes you feel better. And so I got prescription sunglasses for the first time, but I've still never had glasses. But now I'm in a situation where I, you know, let's say I'm watching television. I'm, 20 feet, 30 feet from the TV.
Right.
I can't see the menu on the screen. Really? You know, the menu gets a little blurry, a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever see that.
I've never had that problem. Never.
Have you done LASIK or considered LASIK?
No.
Your eyes aren't bad enough. You have to have pretty bad, pretty, almost very poor eyesight.
Poke me in the eyes.
No, not for me. I had it. And
oh, see, I had bad eyes, but I didn't qualify.
Did you go fuzzy like I went fuzzy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old are you when you went fuzzy?
Well, older than you
were. Oh, great. That's good news. So I don't know what's going on. So, you know, like right now, I can't even see Andrea. She's sitting 4 feet from me.
Are there cataracts? Because they do the same thing.
What happened? Halos.
Cataract.
No, I don't have cataracts. They check for that.
All right.
I don't have cataracts. I don't have dogaracts. I don't got any of that. It's disappointing. Because, you know, I'm not buying into the whole aging thing. I don't think it should happen to me. It should only happen to others.
It's maturing.
Turns out it's happening to me as well.
But you don't need reading glasses, which is good. Because normally you hit around 40-ish, and then you start needing the cheaters.
No. Dave, do you wear contacts?
I do not. I've tried.
Yeah.
And I would like to try again.
Yeah.
Maybe
we could split a pair. We each use one.
I'll try it. I have trouble putting objects in my eye.
You know what? Truthfully,
I understand that.
I had the same problem. I couldn't put contacts in my eyes until I was around 30.
Yeah.
So just a couple of years ago. And I went back and back and back. You have to keep practicing. It's really hard to do, but once you start doing it, it's fine.
It goes quickly.
Yeah.
Because I wore contacts for 12 years.
Yeah, but you had a contact valet that put them in for you.
I wear one contact.
What?
I do.
Seriously?
I wear one. Yeah, because I had the LASIK years and years and years ago.
Wait, you had the LASIK or you had LASIK surgery?
LASIK surgery. Okay. And one of my
did you hear about it on the Yoohoo?
Yeah.
I read about the Google people. But anyway, one of my eyes didn't go well, and so I had it done again, and then the other one went crazy, and I don't know. My eye doctor, this works well for me. I can see really good out of one eye. The other one I can't, so I wear a contact in one.
I'm thinking about getting a dog just to lead me around.
A cane, yeah, there you go.
And John, you've worn glasses as long as I've known you. John DeCostas here.
Yeah, but it took me a while. I couldn't do the contacts, but I just take the lenses out of my frames and put those in my eye.
That had to hurt.
It did initially for the first 8, 10, 12 years, but I've got it down now, so I feel pretty good.
Good. It'd be interesting if people come out and see us on New Year's Eve, because it's likely I'll stumble right off the front of the stage and fall right into the orchestra pit. We'll be at the Rouse Center in Crystal Lake, and if you'd like to get tickets, I'd get them soon, because they're selling like hotcakes. John, you wouldn't happen to know how we get tickets, would you?
Well, this is weird, but I do.
Okay.
Let me take the lenses out of my eyes.
Go ahead and tell me.
You can go to rousecenter.org.
RAUECenter.org.
Right. Or you can call their box office at 815-356-9212.
And when we pick theaters, we've been at the Rouse Center now for 3 or 4 years, and we pick theaters, we try to pick the theaters that are terrific venues and are the toughest to spell online. It's RAUECENTRE.
Right.
.org.
Right, .org.
Right.
Great theater.
Isn't it beautiful?
Beautiful.
It really is a beautiful theater. So, all right, plugs are complete. Let's do this.
Steve Cochran with Wing Dang. Ding, diddly, dang.
I like the fact that we went kind of Star Wars there. It was kind of a Star Wars, kind of a Darth Vader-ish sort of thing. Only took Skaggs about 6 months to get that done, huh?
Yeah, 3 weeks left, but we got it.
Yeah.
We got it. We're ready to go.
So let's go to Kevin with the bad news on the Wang Dang Doodle. I got beat again, didn't I?
You did get beat again. You want to run through all the scores first?
I'd rather just focus on me. What was my score with Dave Ennett?
Trump's hair fell to Ennett to win it. A close game, though, 119-103, a high-scoring game.
I was sweating a little bit last night.
I'm not kidding. When I looked at the scores yesterday, I needed Eli Manning to throw 7 touchdowns. Now, he did it once this year.
Yes, he did.
And I was hoping for a second. He had 4 in the first 3 quarters, and I'm going, I'm good. I'm solid here. And then he took the rest of the night off. So congratulations, Dave Goodwin.
Thank you, Steve.
Rest of the field?
Hail Marys over All I Do Is Not Win. That's Ross's Chiefs.
Oh, by the way.
Is it an automatic win every time?
By the way, this is the important news. No baby. No baby yet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean no baby as if she decided not to have it. I mean no baby yet.
Oh, believe me, she'll decide to have it.
Oh, and I saw Ross and Lauren yesterday.
Okay.
Ross looks fantastic. He slept 8 hours a night for the last week.
Right?
Sleep. Look, that's why he took time off beforehand.
Yeah, it looks great.
So he can get the sleep before. I get it.
But no baby yet, and we'll give you an update.
Okay, but back to my score.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Hail Mary's the high score of the week, 132 points. All I Do Is Not Win.
That'd be Ross's team.
That'd be Ross's team. Put up a whopping 72 points.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much of a nail-biter there. Ill-tempered sea bass.
That's the new listener team?
Mike. That's a great name. What are you talking about? That's a fantastic.
What does it mean?
I don't know what it means either.
And he's got a great team logo. Anyways, they beat Andrea's Army, which is Andrea's team, 99-83.
And you know, I was beating the listener until last night.
Mm-hmm.
Ill-tempered Seabass. I'm also involved, and I just want people to understand that fantasy football takes a lot of time. And I put up to 3 minutes of effort into this every week.
I didn't achieve anything this week.
And the sales department is one of our sales guys named Brian Watercott. Frankly, he's on the edge. I mean, we're going to get rid of him soon. But Watercott's been running this fantasy football scam out of the sales department. And every time he sees me, he wants another $20. Yeah, he goes, no, you didn't pay me yet. You didn't pay me yet. I've given him over $55,000 since September. And I haven't won yet. So I led in the fantasy. There's like 12 guys involved. Mm-hmm. And then there's a couple of his buddies are involved as well. And Dave, you're in this illegal pool.
Yes,
I am.
It's not illegal.
Oh, it's completely illegal. And you won 1 week, I think.
I won a couple of weeks.
Yeah, whatever. Last night I'm leading going into Monday Night Football, but Brian Watercott's buddies had like 12 players that just happened to be still available for Monday Night Football.
They actually are two of the trainers down in the fitness center downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And they've won it like every other week.
What do you guess? Maybe Watercott is scoring this entire thing, is splitting a three-way there. Hmm? Yeah.
I don't know. I finished second Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
And so second, you're supposed to kind of collect.
You get paid?
Winnings. No, because there were only four of us in that week.
Well, why, it's still second. Doesn't right. matter. Why didn't you get paid?
That's my contention.
See, this is what you guys get for having a second illegal gambling operation going on. You just focused on the first.
Lawsuit.
I think the fact that Brian Watercott's employed here is really miraculous, let alone the fact that he's running the scam that he's running.
Don't keep giving him money.
Well, I don't have time to talk to him. You know, it's easier just to give him $20 to make him go away. Here's another $20. Don't talk to me anymore. All right, who else?
And the final matchup, Deflated Balls. That's my team beat Anzones, your mom's team, Steve.
That's nice. Beat my mother.
I know. I feel bad. Yeah, 98-78.
All right, so standings as of now.
Standings as of now. And keep in mind, the playoffs start next week. Four teams of the eight will make the playoffs.
Whew.
Now, Dave.
So going in reverse.
Going in reverse. All I do is not win in last place. The 4-10 record.
I don't like Ross's chances at this point.
No, I think he's been eliminated from playoff contention. Anzones in 7th place with a 6-8 record.
Also doesn't look good.
Deflated Balls in 6th place with a 6-8 record.
Gotta give Kevin credit. He was 1-40 at one point, and he's crawled back into contention.
In winners of 4 straight.
You did good, Kev.
Trump's Hair, that's Steve's team, of course, in 5th place.
Mm-hmm. What am I?
7-7.
Wow, falling all the way to 500. Not good.
Andrea's.
I feel like I played down to the competition.
Yeah, you're like.
Oh wait,
Bears.
That's the Bears. That's right. Yeah.
Andrea's Army in 4th place right now, holding on to that last playoff spot with a 7-7 record.
I got to come back. I got to dump my whole team.
How is she ahead of me? Because she's pretty.
Right now, she has more points scored.
I have more points than you, man.
And I'll have to go back and take a look, but it has to do with points and head-to-head matchups.
And so, she is prettier than you.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, you guys. Yeah, it is funny because it shows I've made 8 moves and you've made 46.
Yeah.
I need to start making some moves.
But I just wanted to know those 46 moves were made in 3 minutes. It's not like I put any thought into them.
How can you even make that many moves?
Okay.
You should see me. I got hips that sell.
Hail Mary's in 3rd place. Ill-tempered Seabass in 2nd with a 9-5 record.
That's the listener spot.
And Ennett to win it in 1st. Now, Ennett to win it and the barely. Listener have both clinched playoff spots. They are in. The 3rd and 4th seeds are up for grabs still.
Well, it'd be very embarrassing if the sports director of 720 WGN didn't make the playoffs.
Right. So. I thought that the playoffs start this week, so how can they still make
last week I told you guys. It starts in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Why did they start before the season?
And why does that bother you? You're in the playoffs.
I want a first-round bye.
Oh, jeez. Wait, so greedy. Orion, jump in.
I'm so confused.
Look at this greed.
The season's not over yet.
I think we'll
yet.
Cancel the season at that point. It's over.
I think it's a good call by you. We'll take a break, come back. Hawkopedia is still to come as well. And let's do the news next on 720 WGN. Glad to see we broke out the hip bumps for the holiday season. Got some requests today for Christmas with the Family, the Montgomery Gentry song, which is on the Steve Cochran Must 5 for the holiday season. These are 5 Christmas songs that I must hear. One's the Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
One is Christmas with the Family. But we should play the whole Montgomery Gentry song at some point, Kev.
Done. I got it ready.
Even though, you know, our slogan here, and we stick with it, is much more talk, much less music.
Right.
At some point, we're going to have to break that and play the song.
Done. I've got it queued, ready to go.
Okay. Standing by on the phone, very special guest. It's one of Santa's reindeer. Good morning, Santa's reindeer.
Good morning to you.
And who is this?
This is Blitzer.
Blitzer?
That's not what I said. You have to listen when I talk. It's Blistel.
Blister.
Like cold Blistel.
Blister.
I thought he said Blistel.
That's what I said.
Oh, Blister. Blister. Wolf Blister.
Yeah.
No, he said Blistel. It's like French or something.
No, you think he sounds Aussie. Not like Australian, but Austrian.
No, I'm from the Pakistan group.
The Pakistan group, okay.
Yes.
How'd you get in the reindeer business?
Well, it was hard. I was doing tech work initially for computers for Santa. And he said, hey, can you come and fly? And I go, I can't do that. So I did.
Did you know you could fly?
No, I was kind of shocked because what they did was they pushed me off the roof.
I see. That's one way to try it.
I start to scream, and before I knew it, that was it.
That was it. You could fly. And again, just to be clear on this, your name is Blister.
Blister, yes.
All right, so if I go through the reindeer, you know, you got your Rudolph, you got your Donner, your Blitzen, Sneezy, Dopey Doc. Comet, Cupid, Greg, Peter, and Bobby. There's no Blister in there.
No, well, I don't go out every year.
He stays back and does the tech work.
But do you fly with Santa?
Well, no, not all the time. But a lot of times what they do is they'll send out a separate, like, sleigh with to fill up for the next one. And we do it midair.
Oh, so you're a supply sleigh.
Oh, I thought he was a sub.
I get this. You know aviation. He's a refueling sleigh.
Midair refueling.
That's an amazing concept.
That is.
I've often wondered how Santa does it in one night. Here's one of your clues.
Do you carry hay?
Who is that speaking?
That's James Earl Jones.
Oh, I loved you in Field of Dreams.
Okay, good. All right, so what is your main duty when you're not refueling Santa's sleigh?
Well, I have to. What I have to do is I have to bring it down. I have to bring the sleigh down, and I shine it up, make it nice and clean, and then fill it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then we have more reindeers on our sleigh than they do. We have over 4,000 reindeers.
Wow, that is a lot of reindeer. And you're in charge of all of them. Well, is that the best part of the job?
No, the best part of the job is because I get to have marshmallows almost every day.
But I suppose that would be nice. What's the worst part of the job?
The view is terrible.
Well, he's not the lead reindeer. That's Blister, the reindeer.
And who knew that there was another reindeer out there?
Right. So, again, it's Rudolph, Donner.
Dasher.
Blitzen, Dasher.
Prancer, Vixen.
Cupid. Comet, Cupid.
Prancer, Vixen.
Prancer, Vixen, and Charlie.
Ridiculous.
What's going on there, Buttercup? What's going on there, Cowboy? Sparky, Cowboy. Sparky, Cowboy. Dog. What's going on there, Sparkles? Romeo. Dog. Buttercup. Romeo. Buttercup.
Now, your Chevy dealer at ChevyDriveChicago.com present Cap's Corner with David Kaplan.
Cap joins us now, and what did you have to do, if anything, with the fact that Pete Rose will never be in the Hall of Fame?
I didn't have anything to do with it, but I'm not saying he'll never be in the Hall of Fame. He'll just never be working for a major league team, and I completely agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With Rob Manfred.
I totally agree with that, but I think it's ridiculous not to have him in the Hall of Fame, and I think the Hall of Fame needs to grow up and stop being so hypocritical about who's in and who's not when we know for a fact that we have alleged murderers, armed robbers, serial adulterers, drug addicts, and alcoholics in there now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I don't disagree with you. In the NFL, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they do not take character into account. I think it's based pretty much just on the type of a football player.
Right.
O.J. Simpson's still in the Hall of Fame. They didn't kick him out. But Pete Rose broke, like, the cardinal tenet of Major League Baseball. When they first put this whole Hall of Fame thing together, there was no steroids and any of the PED stuff that we deal with today. So Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the commissioner, got, what, 90, 80 years ago?
After the Black Sox scandal.
To clean up baseball after the Black Sox scandal. So you gamble on the game, and you know, going in, if you work in baseball and you gamble on the game, you're out. Now, this guy, and he was a great player, but Pete Rose bet on baseball, bet on his own team, lied about it, then lied again, then lied again, then lied some more, and then goes to this meeting with Rob Manfred, and they say, are you still betting on baseball? No. And then 20 minutes into the meeting, he goes, well, yeah, I got to be honest, I am still betting on baseball.
Yeah, no, he hasn't learned a thing. He has not learned a thing.
No.
And as great a baseball player he was, if you've ever had a conversation with Pete for more than 5 minutes, you know he's not the brightest bulb on the planet. He has made money for the past 30 years? Has it been 30 years since he was banned? Almost.
It's been 26 years.
Yeah, and he has made money by signing autographs, which he continues to do, and using the fame that he rightfully earned. But you're absolutely right, Cap. He should not be involved officially with Major League Baseball ever. But why can't we just put a line on his plaque that says was banned from the game for gambling?
I have no problem with that. Put a plaque up there that say 4,256 hits, I think was the number, played hard, was Charlie Hustle, all of this, and went to jail for tax evasion, gambled on the game, banned in 1989 with a lifetime ban. All of it. Put his transgressions there with his accomplishments.
Don't you guys think there will eventually be a steroid era exhibit in the Hall of Fame?
I think so.
I mean, eventually these guys are going to be in there, whether it's with an asterisk, but something. I think they will get in.
Yeah, and the idea that you can just have denial when everybody in the world knows who's been accused of what, mm-hmm. what's the big deal? And I think, frankly, it's a teaching moment for kids. You take kids to the Hall of Fame, and you have an exhibit that goes, these players were either accused or found guilty of doping. Well, you can talk to your kids about it. They were great players, but, you know, and it's not a Hall of Shame. It's a wing off the Hall of Fame.
But I don't get a vote. I don't think Dave has a vote for the Hall of Fame.
I do not.
But
I think you both should have a vote.
I would love to have them, but I would not vote any of the steroid users in because I don't trust their numbers, and the numbers are the basis to put you in the Hall of Fame. So I can't look at...
Well, I'm starting a Hall of Steroids then. I'm starting a Hall of Steroids and be able to get your own steroids in the gift shop.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And you leave, you get some for the kids. My first steroids.
You know, I go to Mexico every year with my wife. Do you know, like...
Is that where you get yours?
You can get them in the airport, like in Cancun.
Right.
You go to the airport. I've talked about this on the air one day. You go into the gift shop in the airport, the Pharmacia, and there's Dianabol and Winstrol. You can buy it and stick it in your luggage and bring it home.
Oh, Mexico. All right, let's talk about the Hawks. Duncan Keith's going to be on the show later. You got anything you want me to ask him?
Yeah, I'd like to know how certain sports and certain athletes... You know, they don't play if they have the little bit of an owie. I remember Ramos Ramirez took a ground ball, came up, hit him in the lip. He got a fat lip. He was on the 15-day DL. And Duncan Keith gets a puck in the face, knocks out 17th, stays in the game, has knee surgery, and 3 weeks later he's back ready to roll where some guys miss an entire season.
Yeah, there is a uniqueness to hockey where there is an unwritten rule of be a man right now. And guys will be just loopy, unconscious practically, and wanting to get back on the ice.
Yeah, I love to watch that guy play. And Eddie Olczyk had a great point. I was talking to him yesterday. He said, Duncan Keith is quick. He's such a great skater. But if you go back 20 years, Duncan Keith would have been a winger because of the ability that he had in terms of as a skater.
That's a good point.
Today, he's a defenseman.
Yeah.
He said, it's amazing to watch a guy skate like that as a defenseman.
Duncan Keith can skate backwards faster than I can drive.
Pretty close.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Bulls almost gave one away to the worst team in the NBA and the worst team in anybody's recent memory. Anything to make of that first half, or it just was what it was?
It was what it was. I mean, they ended up pulling away and, you know, winning big and scored a lot of points with it. Bulls scored 115, I think, last night. Philadelphia is awful, and they're not even trying. I mean, when the Cubs tanked, they at least tried a little bit. I mean, Philadelphia is not trying at all to be competitive because they're trying to get high draft picks and see if they can rebuild this thing. Jahlil Okafor is going to be a monster. He's a hell of a player. Look, the Bulls don't play as hard for Fred Hoiberg as they did under Tom Thibodeau, and that's not a debatable topic. Anyone that thinks they do is wrong. It's just a fact. They've got to figure out a way. I don't know if the roster that they've put together fits the style Fred wants to play. But it is what it is. This is what the hand you've been dealt. You got to do the best you can with it.
How many more games are Bears going to win before the end of the year?
None.
You realize if they go 0-for, then why'd we get rid of Mark Trestman?
Yeah, they'll finish with the same record. But that said, they have completely changed the culture up there.
Not if they lose the last three. If they lose the last three, they ought to win all three of them. Right, if they lose the last three, what? If they lose the last three, they're the same team as last year. They ought to win the last three.
They'll win their last game. They'll win. They'll beat Detroit here on January, what, the 3rd?
So we went through all this for one extra win. But that said, last year it was a clown show up there, and it's now a professional, well-run organization. So John Fox has gotten all he can out of the talent he has. I don't think they're going to win at Minnesota. I don't think they're going to win in Tampa. And then who knows what happens the last week of the season. So even if they finish 5-11, and I'd rather they did that now that they're not going to the playoffs, get as high a draft pick as you can. They got to stack draft after draft after draft on top of one another, add talent, and they'll be okay.
Have you heard the cadence that Jameis Winston uses? Crab legs! Crab legs! Felony! Felony! Hut! That's what he does.
Pretty funny that he went to Publix the other day, which is the place he got in trouble for stealing the crab legs, and he bought crab legs. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
At least he paid for them this time.
He did.
All right, where are you on the TV tonight, on your television situation?
You can catch me on ESPN 1000 at noon, and you can catch me on Comcast SportsNet at 5:30, and hopefully the Cubs will announce their Jason Hayward signing some point later today.
All right, buddy. See ya. That's David Kaplan.
We didn't stump him.
No, we ran out of time. We're short on time. So give Mary prizes for just showing up on the phone. And Mary, we ran out of time. Other Mary, not this Mary. That's a very confusing show. Chevy Dealers Caps Corner, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ooh, yeah. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the car.
That was Anna DeVonta's voice. I had lunch with Anna yesterday. She says hi to everybody.
Oh, hey, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
She's trying to get Roe locked up. thinks he's dangerously delusional.
Thanks.
I think it's not. I mean, I don't know if you've heard the afternoon show here on the Mighty 720, but I think the two of them sound great together.
They sound great. Really good.
And, you know, Roe has worked with people in the past, but frankly, Anna's the most attractive and smells better.
I'm sure that's true.
And more talented.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I mean, she and Roe are no Annette and Andrea, or Andrea and Annette, whatever you're calling that.
DNA.
Thing you're doing. Hey, all year long, we've been talking about kids who go above and beyond for their family and community, and they've been honored as Kid of the Week, and thanks to our friends at Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. One kid's going to win a $5,000 scholarship. Pretty sweet. Kid of the Year gets that scholarship, courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch, and you can see the whole inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com. The Kid of the Week contest, anytime people want to enter, and of course we'll continue in 2016. Kev, how do they do that?
They can go to WGNradio.com, go to the contest page. There's a real easy form they can fill out that will get sent our way, or email us, stevecochranshow@WGNradio.com.
And we have another kid. Is this our last Kid of the Week of the year?
Yeah, and then next Tuesday, a week from today, we will present the $5,000 scholarship from the Scarpellis and Ray and Raymond. And we'll have them in studio. So after today, we will pick the yearly winner.
Before I pick up the phone and talk to Katarina, I want to tell you what some of Katarina's credits. And then I want you guys to tell me how old she is, okay? Okay. Katarina von Helms. She's a member of the Ambassadors Club. She helped organize a school-wide food drive. She put together a video to honor and thank veterans for their military service. Her principal, Mark Richter, said Katarina positively impacts the community every day with her kindness, respectfulness, and responsibility. She's committed to improving not just herself, but the world in which she lives, and that's why she deserves to be Kid of the Week. At school, she's a member of the Builders Club, the Tech Team, the Science Olympiad. In November, she was chosen, is it Atia Middle School Student of the Month. In the fall of 2014, she chose to visit a homeless shelter site. For the very first time, it changed her understanding of those who live in need. And she spearheaded a toiletries drive for the very shelter in her gifted class and videotaped the setting of the shelter so her classmates could see and understand what homeless people go through as well. In October, she returned to the same PADS shelter at Presbyterian Church of Palatine and learned they had experienced a flood in the basement. She broke open her own savings to buy the shelter washcloths and towels. Previously, she won the spelling bee at her school, over and over again, by the way. And she's competing the district qualifier for that. She has other activities, including Greek school, tennis, volleyball, and softball. All right.
Greek school alone, let me tell you.
Okay, so that's a pretty impressive list for anybody How old is Katarina, John?
She is 81.
So that's Orion. Orion, how old is Katarina?
Nine.
Nine? That's an interesting choice.
16.
She's the kid of the week's mother, actually.
I'm going to say... 42. Mary says 42.
Yes, this is the actual mom.
I'm going to say 15.
The guesses range from 9 to 81. Katarina Von Helms joins us now, this week's Kid of the Week. Morning, Katarina.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Of course you are. She's 11. 11. Katarina, do you know your resume is longer than most adults?
Yeah.
Katarina, do you know what a resume is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, of course you do. It's very nice to have you on the show. Congratulations, but also thank you for all the good stuff you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Do you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning?
I think when I wake up, I probably think about the new day that I'm starting and the excitement of, and possibilities of the new day.
Of course you do. Of course you do. That is a great kid. That's a great kid. It's no wonder your parents are so proud of you. You have any brothers and sisters?
No.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, well, I really like science, math, and technology.
Yeah,
and
me
I'm
too.
Not really sure what I'm going to be, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be somewhere in that field.
How about a technological, scientific mathematician?
Sounds great.
Okay. And Katarina, are you married?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're 11. And here's the thing. I know you have a spelling bee today. And is this the like a qualifier or what level are you at?
I'm at my school spelling bee.
Okay. So if you win here, then you advance from that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So give me one of your practice words. I want to see if anybody on the show can spell it.
A practice word.
Those of you just turned this, turn your radio on, it's Katarina Von Helm. She's this week's Kid of the Week, honor roll student, an amazing kid.
Okay, so a practice word, let's do eleemosynary.
One more time?
Eleemosynary.
I believe Dave has this. Dave, eleemosynary?
Can you use it in a sentence?
She can, but she doesn't want to right now. No. Dave, the word is eleemosynary.
Eleemosynary.
Eleemosynary. Oh, the definition is, it's a place where Masons go to worship and drink ale. Eleemosynary.
Okay. That is what it is.
Son?
No.
Okay.
E-L-I-M.
Am I just buzzing now?
Katarina, how do you spell eleemosynary?
Eleemosynary is E-L-E-E. M-O-S-Y-N-A-R-Y.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah. All right, how about one more? Give me one more. I'll take this one.
Jailai.
Jailai is J-A-I-L-A-I.
No.
Oh, no.
I got this one.
You Googled it.
What is it?
J-A-I-A-L-A-I.
Oh, Jailai.
There's a space between the two words.
Yeah, there's a space, Dave. Dave. There's a space,
I
Dave.
I paused.
Buzz him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, buzz him.
It's the game, right? High lie.
Katarina, I'm sorry we are disappointing, but thankfully you're not, and we're very proud of you, and we're thankful that you're Kid of the Week. And I think one of the coolest things about your story is the video you made so you could show your friends at school, the other kids, how important it is to realize what homelessness means. So good for you for thinking of that.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day. Keep that positive attitude up.
Yeah, I will.
All right, hold on. Andrea wants to say hi.
Katarina Tikanis, do you like Greek school?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, very good. Stay with the Greek school, because for those of us who didn't like it when we were little, we regret it and wish we had learned more Greek, just in general.
Yeah.
Katarina, flaming cheese. F-L-A-M-I-N-G, cheese. Flaming cheese.
She knows what that is.
What is it called?
Ask her.
What's flaming cheese? Do you know?
Flaming cheese, is it like flaming hot cheese?
Yes, it's definitely hot.
Yeah, what is it in Greek?
What's the Greek word for it? I'm asking you.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Andrea, what is it?
Saganaki.
Saganaki. Saganaki.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that, but they never taught us that at Greek school.
Yeah, well, they will eventually.
It's because it sounds Japanese.
I'm educating the kid of the week.
You can have some saganaki when you're eating your saganaki.
That's right. Nice job.
Katarina, you're a great kid. Hold the line. We'll give you all the prizes and stuff. And the kid of the week prizes, by the way, include the stuff that I can't find.
Pizza?
But I will say, oh, here it is.
How about a, oh, you got
it? Yeah, I got it right. Kidding prizes include the Family Let's Talk game featuring 412 question cards in a box to start your family discussions and conversations about everything from LMA scenario to Saganaki. You can get details at FamilyLet'sTalk.com. We'll also go with the Lou Malnati's Pizza at LouMalnati's.com and 37 other things that Kev wants to give up with his new friend Katarina off the air. How about that kid, huh?
She's cool.
Yeah. And, by the way, when she wakes up in the morning, she thinks about all the possibilities of the day.
I know. And we just, she heard all of us and just it all went downhill.
No, I think she's already achieved more.
Dave, what do you think about when you wake up?
I think about...
Kale.
Can I get to the shower?
Yeah, we're just happy we got up.
Think about going back to sleep. O's got the best take on this. Oh, what do you think about when you wake up?
Well, I put both feet firmly on the floor and I say... Good morning, God, instead of good God morning.
Mm-hmm.
Orion said something very funny, which he said to all of us before, to Vic Vaughn today in the newsroom. You had Vic in stitches. He was laughing so hard. You said, it's better to be seen
than viewed.
Than viewed.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh.
It's a true story. Well, he's not lying. He's not lying.
He was in stitches.
Yeah. It's 6:53. We're back after this with the Hawktionary. Next.
No.
The Hawkopedia.
Yes.
Next.
Blackhawks Radio. 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk.
Chicago.
Hawkopedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Hey, Mr. Emmett, who's standing on their head?
Who is standing on their head, Mr. Ennett? All of us would like to know.
Corey Crawford has been standing on his head.
In his private moments?
Yeah, pretty public.
What happened?
He's been doing it a lot. That's the description of a goaltender who makes unbelievable saves to give his team a chance to win, and Crawford's been doing a lot of that. He had shutouts in each of the Hawks' last two games. He made 25 saves Friday in a 2-0 win over Winnipeg, and then Sunday... came back with 30 saves in the Blackhawks' 4-0 win over Vancouver. Second time this year Crawford won back-to-back shutouts. He did it in October in consecutive overtime wins, 1-0 over Tampa Bay and Anaheim, the last two teams the Hawks vanquished last spring on the way to the Stanley Cup, though not in that order. It was Anaheim and Tampa Bay last spring. His four shutouts this season, tying for the league lead. He now has 16 in his career. As for the origin of the term, no one's certain, but it's been attributed to Frank Calder, an early NHL president, believed to have said on rules for goaltenders, they can stand on their heads, as in, they can stand on their heads for all I care. And that's our Hawkopedia for today.
It's sponsored by who, Kev?
Fresh Wave, the official deodorizer of Chicago Blackhawks.
The other candidate should be thankful. Because I'm giving them a chance to make total fools of themselves in front of millions of people.
Big Elvis, Donald Trump, live in Vegas tonight with all his little friends as the clown car of the Republican debates continues. I'll live tweet it, and my friend Alex Stone from ABC News is already there. You're already there.
And it's 5:10 in the morning, but, you know, when WGN calls, I say, what time do you want it? I will get to Vegas at 5:10 in the morning if you want it.
I appreciate that. That's why he is Alex Stone. There's nobody better. All right, so lay of the land here. First off, thank God Donald Trump is healthy. And what fake doctor did he hire yesterday?
Well, the document is interesting only because the way it almost sounds like they're describing a superhero. I don't have it in front of me here, but he will be the healthiest president to ever
of all time.
This earth.
Of all time, yeah. Alex. The
because
healthiest president
doctor,
ever.
This doctor also knows the condition of George Washington and the condition of Lincoln and everybody. Well, you know, who knows? It's an interesting the Trump campaign. Says he is not going to release his detailed medical report, as he said he would, but that he's not going to give LDL and HDL, all of that, which the other candidates, well, at least Hillary Clinton has done, and President Obama has done previously. But on it, it appears to show healthy blood pressure, healthy everything else, and he takes a bit of a statin every day. Even though they don't give his cholesterol numbers, you would expect that probably shows cholesterol is going up a little bit. But, you know, who knows? It's definitely an interesting letter coming from his doctor, one that we've never seen before in the wording of that he would be the healthiest compared to any other president who has ever walked the earth.
And the more verbiage that comes from Trump and his friends sounds like a 12-year-old. I mean, it's just it all needs to end. Every sentence needs to end with, I know you are, but what am I?
Well, in the end, it's working because look at his poll numbers.
40%.
ABC News Washington Post poll out. Trump, 38% support. He's surging among Republicans and GOP-leaning independents who are registered to vote. And a lot of that coming from the post-terror attack response. And many of his supporters like the idea of banning Muslims from entering the country, according to those who are responding to the poll. Something that tonight in this debate, he's likely going to take a lot of fire on. His opponents, none of them getting behind that plan, saying it's illegal, it's un-American, but it works for those who support Trump. They like the plan, and they're backing them, many of them, for that.
Well, Alex, what you and I know, Alex Stone, ABC News, what you and I both know, and what most of America needs to lock into here, is that you're not the president of the Republicans, you're not the president of the Democrats, you're the president of the United States. So no matter what kind of crazy things you need to say to get through the primaries in either party, you still got to win the general election. How does a party which is subscribed to these sets of beliefs, Ted Cruz is a knucklehead. Ted Cruz is the guy that showed up at the Extreme Iowa Pastors get-together about a month ago. And this is a preacher in Iowa that says there's something in the Bible that gays can be murdered. Mm-hmm. Rubio said something the other day about rolling back the Supreme Court's decision on marriage, a power the president doesn't have. How are any of these people going to win against Hillary Clinton, who can't tell the truth if her life depends on it?
Well, two things. First of all, Cruz, speaking of him, his numbers also doing quite well right now. In Iowa, he is in first place, according to two polls, although Trump says those polls are biased and ridiculous. He loves polls, and he will tweet out every poll that comes out showing him on top, which all the national polls do. But the second one comes out where he is not number one. It is the worst poll in the world.
It's a fraud.
It is ridiculous, and it is from you can't trust the source. And so, and now we've got two in Iowa that show Cruz on top, and others that show them neck and neck. That's why they're likely going to go after each other tonight. Marco Rubio, nationally in the third place spot, he's likely going to go after Cruz as well because he wants that alternative to Cruz to Trump position. So Cruz is going to get it from Trump. He's going to get it from Rubio. Now, on the matchup against Clinton, the one thing our poll did find, that while Trump is surging among Republicans and the GOP-leaning independents with 38% and way beyond now, speaking of Ted, Ben Carson, he has cratered in recent weeks,
right,
with the international news coming out and everything else. But Trump still slightly trails Hillary Clinton in a general election matchup. The polling coming out today saying he is 6 points behind Hillary Clinton. So he is surging among Republicans, but still would lose to Clinton if the election were held today, according to the polls.
Alex Stone, getting it done in Las Vegas. I know you got to fly, buddy, but we'll talk to you with a review tomorrow. Please stay alive. It's Alex Stone from ABC News. We'll go over the full candidate slate here in a little bit, and I will live tweet it tonight, mm-hmm. But it's just a stunning collection of ridiculousness that's going on.
What were your names? Count Chocula and what?
Count Chocula, I can't take credit for. That is a Pat Brady thing with Ted Cruz, and it's brilliant.
Force is strong with this one.
If you look at Ted Cruz and you don't see Count Chocula, I mean, come on. It's exactly who he is.
Although he's going to be, he's going to be ready to go. Star Wars premiere was last night.
Yeah.
Movie's been full release on Friday.
There is no try. Do or do not.
Take any of the people off the Big Bang Theory and you go, yep, better president than any of these guys. So, in the meantime, where's the rest of the field disappeared to? It's unbelievable.
Especially like Chris Christie.
Well, Chris Christie actually is making a little noise again. But Jeb Bush may be the most qualified candidate ever to be the worst candidate ever.
Yeah.
It's the worst campaign ever run.
What happened to Carly?
Yeah, Carly Fiorina. Yeah. She was making
she's
a bunch of noise.
She's
yeah,
still
she was. No, yeah, but she just, you just blip.
Fizzling?
Blip. I don't know. It's just that.
Well, look at, okay, you know what, though? Look at Howard Dean. Remember, he was the front runner in, you know, two elections ago, and he was the, that was, he was going to be the next president. Everyone loved him. And then he did that crazy speech. Well, I don't think it was a crazy speech, but he just got a little fired up at one of his pep rallies. And then,
well, based on what we know now about polling, if Howard Dean was running this year and he made that speech, he'd go up 30 points.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Damn, I just saw your credibility out at the bus stop.
No, that was yesterday. Today it's on the L.
Who's sponsoring our fine ticket giveaway, Kevin?
Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Once again, we have taken a hockey puck and we have hidden it in a very famous person's pants. Who's got a puck in their pants? Could it be Tom Skilling? No, it's already happened.
You're going to give hints, right?
Could it be Rick Hogan? No. Already revealed to be Rick Hogan.
Hmm.
What about Ro Khan? No, Ro Khan had a puck in his pants. I think that's why he talks that way.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I have clues right here. First correct caller or texter with 312-981-7200 to guess whom has a puck in their pants will win these tickets. Who the game is when?
This is for
Thursday night, right?
Thursday night game, yes.
Yeah, okay. Clue number one. This person is an international celebrity, famous globally. Clue number two.
It's not you.
It is not me. Clue number two. He or she has a direct tie to the dairy industry.
Isn't that Orion?
Clue number three. This person is happily married but has no children.
Oh. Mm. Oh, kids. I'm pointing to Orion. I know your kids.
And clue number four. I've never given away four clues this quickly. And clue number four. Globally famous, but has a place on the north side. Okay? All right.
That's pretty broad.
Want to review?
Yeah, let's do it again.
Okay. International celebrity. Famous around the world. Direct tie to the dairy industry. Happily married, but no children. And globally known. Internationally known, but keeps a place on the north side. Okay? Texters or callers? First one to identify the celebrity with a puck in their pants. 312-981-7200. Here are the clues. International celebrity. So this person who has a puck in their pants is an international celebrity. Direct tie to the dairy industry. Happily married, but no children. And though known worldwide, keeps a place on the north side. Clue number five, runs a massive company from humble headquarters.
Massive company. Oh.
Humble
headquarters. Kev, we have a winner, you said?
We do.
All right, stand by for that.
Texter.
Let's see if any of the on the show can get this. Has many dear friends. His uniform is an original, but copied by many.
Oh, I think I have an idea.
Anybody want to take a shot?
I don't want to give it away.
He only works one day a year, and his favorite color is red. Anyone?
Edit.
What?
Anyone?
Think about it. Edit.
He's his children?
He's a worldwide celebrity. Little Red Riding Hood. Works one day a year. I mean...
Mm-hmm. Kev, the answer is?
The answer is?
Standing by right now.
Standing by right now.
Let's go to the celebrity, the internationally world-famous celebrity with direct ties to the dairy industry. Yes.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell everybody who it is.
Oh, I thought everybody knew by now, but it's Kris Kringle, Santa.
Santa, thanks for being on the show.
No, I was funny. I was just thinking about you. I got my Dave Enid pajamagram, and I was putting on my low. Wait a minute. Why is there a puck in my pants?
That's right. He has a Santa has a puck in his pants. That could make you sit funny in the old sleigh, huh?
Just a little bit, yes, Stephen.
Well, I know you're very busy. Thank you for being on. But if you could just off the air, I wanted to have a discussion with you. We had a call last hour from one of your reindeer.
Oh, which one was that, Stephen?
Blister?
Oh, Blister. He's wonderful. He's my refueler.
Are we going to be allowed to ask Santa if we're on the naughty or the nice list?
No.
Okay.
No, he's too busy to check right now, cross-reference it. Santa Claus has a puck in his pants. What was your complaint, Mary?
What?
Santa Claus doesn't have children.
What about the dairy industry?
Milk and cookies.
Oh, that's stretching it.
I don't think so. That's every house. That's a lot of milk. Let me go to Orion on this. Oh, how much do dairy prices benefit from Santa Claus every year?
Right? A great deal because
every house.
Yeah, a great deal. And every house leaves a pitcher at least.
Yeah.
And cookies.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the reason Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus didn't have any children is because Santa Claus's boys couldn't swim.
We are all Santa's children.
We're all on the naughty list now, Steve.
Stop.
Thanks.
Listen, I saw
Listen,
the test.
Grandpa, you better watch it.
Puck in my pants.
Bells will be ringing. The sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends.
Don Henley and the Eagles.
You wish me greeting.
Steve Cochran, must five. Five songs you got to have for Christmas. Okay, have you still got Montgomery Gentry racked?
I do.
All right, let's get to that right after traffic. Okay. I'm going to talk about the debate tonight. I'll live tweet the debate tonight because you probably have Christmas shopping to do or, you know, a family to take care of. And as long as my granddaughter doesn't show up, as in be born, I'm all over the debate for you.
So I'm curious. So as soon as you find out, okay, Lauren's in labor, are you going to the hospital? Are you going to hang out at home? Are you going to wait?
No. Well, I've been living in the parking garage at the hospital for the last couple of weeks.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So
that
I'm ready
sense.
To rock.
Okay.
Any minute now. She's due on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
First granddaughter. Couldn't be more excited. It's going to be great. I'm told it's about the parents. I saw Ross yesterday. Ross has been sleeping 8 hours a night for the last week.
He looks great.
He looks like a 21-year-old.
Right, looks rested.
As opposed to the almost 25-year-old father he's about to become. All right, let's talk about this debate for a second. I'm just going to go from left to right on the podium as it's set up, or on the stage as it's set up, with the podiums, and talk about each one of these candidates briefly. But before I do that, Hillary Clinton made a speech. And just so you know, I'm an equal opportunity pounder on these people. Hillary Clinton made a speech yesterday. I think everybody knows, listens to the show with any regularity, that I trust Hillary Clinton as far as I could throw her. And in recent tests, I've thrown her fairly far.
Oh, you have?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't
throw Hillary Clinton. It'd be a terrible thing to do. So I don't trust her at all.
Okay.
In a speech to the National Immigration Integration Conference in Brooklyn. Kev, where did my tickets go to the National Immigration Integration Conference?
Where do they go, you mean?
Yeah, how come I didn't get tickets to that?
I'll double-check the mailroom.
Okay.
May have gotten lost.
The former Secretary of State said she wants to give more help to people eligible for citizenship. Absolutely a good idea. If you're eligible for citizenship. She said she would waive the fees, increase access to language programs, and close privately run detention centers as part of the plan to create a path to full and equal citizenship. That was a speech yesterday that got rave reviews in Democratic circles. It doesn't address for a moment the immigration problem that exists and what to do about the folks that are already here. Not doing anything, which would be the more Democratic view, Democratic Party view, versus the Republican view, of finding buses with 11 million illegals on them and somehow rounding them up and sending them home. They're both ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, unrealistic ideas. So we begin with John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, the only grown-up in the field so far to have said, let's have a realistic response to immigration. Let's figure out how to secure the borders. Let's figure out how to deal with the folks that are here. Let's not break up families, but let's have folks accept the fact that they broke the law to get here and that there are people in line in front of them. And that they shouldn't be in line in front of the people that were already here, who came here legally. And let's deal with it like grown-ups. However, it's Kasich's only point that's rung true. Well, not rung true, but it's his only point that's gotten through in the campaign so far. So he's struggling at about 1 or 2 or 3%. As is Carly Fiorina. Carly Fiorina, in the last debate, did very well. However, She has made the defunding of Planned Parenthood her number one cause, and it hasn't helped her. She is, again, bubbling at about 3%. There's nothing in Kasich's personality that says he's going to pop and hit a long ball tonight. There's nothing that says he'll stand out. But both Kasich and Fiorina both are being talked about as vice presidential likelies if, in fact, there is a Republican president next time around, or certainly a nominee in the general for vice president. Possible. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio has no more experience than Barack Obama. Ted Cruz has no more experience than Barack Obama. The argument against Barack Obama in 2008, and it was a legitimate one, and it's proven to be right. Barack Obama had never run anything. And one of the biggest problems a president has had is integrating business experience into dealing with Congress. That fractured relationship, and it's absolutely Congress's fault as well, has created a situation where we haven't gotten much done. And we continue to not get much done. And Washington's never been more broken. Tell me how Marco Rubio is going to fix that. Tell me how Marco Rubio is going to get elected. He's a handsome young man. He's 43 or 4 years old. Seems like he comes from a nice family. What did he spend his day yesterday doing? Talking about how he's going to roll back equal rights for marriage. A decision that's been made by the Supreme Court and a power the president doesn't have. All of these candidates are doing the same things. They're spouting ideas that they cannot get done. Ben Carson, nice guy, an accomplished doctor. Ben Carson has had a very rough month. Ben Carson has to make points tonight on international defense of America because that's going to be all about terrorism tonight. Ben Carson at this point has fallen like a stone in the polls, and it's hard to believe, again, with his measure of excitement that he brings, that he's going to be able to cut through tonight. Rand Paul on the other side of the podium, working in the other direction. Look, he's fully libertarian. I don't think Rand Paul's a bad person. I've spoken to him many, many times. He just has ideas that are not going to cut through and win in the primary. I think he probably does another term in the Senate. After that, we'll see what happens. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey is kind of the wild card tonight. Christie is a guy that has made some noise, and not just because he's loud. And he actually has a chance to cut through tonight because he's the only one who actually can say, I was there in New York on 9/11. And I know what it's like to deal with terrorists because we had to deal with it directly as a threat in the tri-state area and speak to that directly. His biggest problem is going to be going forward. He's one of the least popular governors in the history of New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Christie making some sort of a move tonight, though.
He's got to.
Because he was very strong in the very, very beginning, then Bridgegate, and then I thought he'd be great in the debates. And only in the last two has he made any sort of waves.
Yeah, I think tonight you're either going to see a make-or-break moment for Christie. Jeb Bush is just baffling to me. Jeb Bush was always thought to be the smart brother who didn't get to run because his other brother ran first. If you saw Saturday Night Live this weekend, Will Ferrell showed up, did the cold open, and he goes, who thought I'd be the smart one in his impression of George W. Jeb Bush is in big trouble. He has spent about half of his $100 million or so of the money that's raised. He's sitting at 3 or 4% in the polls. He is not an electric guy. I don't know, other than the fact that it was a different time and he hasn't been in office in 8 or 9 years, how he successfully won twice in Florida, because he was running the same sort of campaign style, to be sure. He's just stiff and boring. There's nothing exciting about him.
And you know what's funny, though? When he's not debating, I don't want to say he's charismatic, but he does have more of a personality. It's like when the debate stage is set and he starts in, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't take off.
Yeah. No, and he's a nice guy, and unfortunately, in this field, you can't be a nice guy. So Jeb Bush is in big trouble. Now, is there any question that Jeb Bush is the most qualified? No. He's absolutely the most qualified. You can make the argument that Christie as well. But if you go down that road, that you have to be an executive who's run a state, Huckabee would even be in the picture. And Huckabee is on the junior card tonight. He's at the kids' table. Ted Cruz is Donald Trump without the hair. Ted Cruz, if Donald Trump were not in this race, would be getting the same sort of media bashing that Donald Trump is getting. He has done nothing in the Senate along the same vein of Marco Rubio. No accomplishments. Ted Cruz's accomplishment is he shut the government down. He is reviled by his Senate mates. He is way, way, way to the right of most of the candidates that are in the field. That may get him a strong showing or maybe even a win in Iowa. But keep in mind that Rick Santorum won Iowa in 2012. He's not the president, Santorum, is he?
No.
Okay.
No.
And finally, Donald Trump. I got nothing. I got nothing but logic and common sense. And I don't know how you explain Donald Trump. I refuse to believe that Donald Trump will be the nominee, and I'm going to continue to live there.
I'm really rich.
Because Donald Trump's interest in anything other than Donald Trump is not what he claims it is. He is all about Trump. He'll always be about Trump. That's why he puts his name on everything. But again, I'd ask you to read the blog that we posted last week. Still up at Cochran Show on Twitter, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook, and go to WGNradio.com and click on the blogs. And I just I think a fairly reasoned case about four or five major policy points that Donald Trump claims he will do that he cannot get done.
I still think if he runs and we're elected, he'd wake up the morning after Election Day and say, what have I done?
What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, have I got myself into?
And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I'm not being funny. I'm not being flip. If Donald Trump were elected president within a year, you would see a push for an impeachment. And keep in mind, it's a Republican-controlled House and Senate.
True.
So, again, this is an election, but this is also a job interview for the most important job in the world. To run the United States of America.
It's not a popularity contest.
It is not a popularity contest, and it's not something where you should go, well, this person makes me feel good. You should take a look at them, and you should ask yourself, would I hire this person to work for me at my company, let alone run the United States? When you look at it through that lens, I think you'll be just as frightened as I am. It's 7:50. Oh, please, someone break through. Someone make sense.
Yes.
It's another Christmas classic. Actually, we're going to play one of my...
Are we making the all-Christmas switch? Should I plan on that?
No.
Okay.
We're going to play one of the Cochran Five, though. Montgomery Gentry's Christmas with the Family. It's kind of biographical for me. Story of my youth.
Autobiographical, yeah.
Well, I didn't write it. So,
so it is more of a biography, right? Yeah.
Biography from afar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir?
I'm curious, is I Just Go Nuts at Christmas in your top five?
I was going to surprise you.
Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah, okay. John DeCoste is here. John and I will be appearing New Year's Eve again at the Steve Cochran New Year's Eve celebration for people that can't stay awake until midnight. By the way, Andre was nice enough to record part of a commercial we did for the show. And at the end of the commercial, you gave her the wrong line.
I gave her the wrong line?
Yeah, the line she was given to read was for people that can't stay up late. It's not a show for narcoleptics. It's for people that can't stay awake until midnight. Now, if you actually are a narcoleptic, you're welcome. I just hope you don't snore.
I thought specifically it was for narcoleptics. Yeah, I thought it was.
No, it was my. I take full responsibility. You shouldn't blame John.
It was more fun to blame John.
Okay.
All right, so here's the situation.
John, thanks a lot for giving me the wrong line to read.
We will not do the show at midnight. We're doing the show for people who can't stay awake until midnight. There'll be two shows. 3 o'clock?
And 7 o'clock.
I know. Three, I hate you. 3 o'clock?
Well, I'm still talking about the brunch one.
Is there a buffet?
Oh, I'd like that.
That would be cool.
Brunch.
3 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Right.
And tickets are going really well, frankly.
Actually, this is
not
amazing.
A Donald Trump line. They really are going really well.
And last year, we didn't open the second show until we sold out the first show. So we're just like, boom. And
let's be honest. This year, the first show was opened by mistake, so now we've got it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So to get tickets, what do you do?
You can go to the website directly, rauecenter.org, Rau as in R-A-U-E, center.org, or call the box office at 815-356-9212.
And we've told you before, there's lots of reasons to come to the show, including John's list of people that won't be there. So these are people you can guarantee will not be there?
Yeah, how great is this? For a fact, we know, and we've already gotten confirmation, that Caitlyn Jenner will not be there.
Okay, so Caitlyn Jenner won't be there. Who else?
Donald Trump.
Trump will not be there.
How great
Trump
is that?
Trump will not be there. That's great.
Kanye West.
No Kanye West in the hizzy.
No, not this year.
He's, he's too good for the show. That's why.
Yeah, well, according to him. Yeah. And?
Vic Tayback,
the cook from Alice?
No, he will be there.
Oh, he's going to be there. All right. So, but that's a good list. It's a list of people that aren't going to show up.
So just come out of people. These people you don't want to see, they're not going to be there.
How about Rahm? Is Mayor Emanuel going to be there?
Rahm, yeah. No.
He won't be there either. No. All right, fine.
Did you know, I'm just curious, Vic Tayback is no longer with us on this earth?
So he won't be there either. Vic Tayback won't be there.
Wow. Who called me?
Well, he died in 1990, so it was pretty recent.
Probably should have.
It was an old message.
Okay.
It was a very old message. You know, they used to write them on those pink pads, and they'd get lost. So that's just a list of a few people that won't be there. RouseCenter.org. All right. It is 7:58. Let's get to this. It's one of the Steve Cochran five must songs that you have to have on your list for Christmas. Again, biographical. If you wondered what it was like for me growing up, it was special. Here's a little something from Montgomery Gentry.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Dean sponsored sponsored as always by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. Great people doing great things there as we continue with the Wintrust Community Banks Hour. And Dean joins us from Channel 9. How are things in TV this morning?
My great pleasure to be with you today.
No, it's my great pleasure.
No, 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 you stop.
How is TV? Is everybody all right there?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Everybody seems like in a good mood today. I think everybody took their medication.
You guys have a big company party, or did you already have that?
We did have a nice company party. Normally, we have a big hoo-ha in one of our TV studios. They put up, crepe paper and, little paper Santa dolls.
Yeah.
And leftover beverages from last year's party. But
this year was better?
This year we had a party at off-site, as they say. Nice cocktail party, and it was very nice.
Where'd you go?
What was it called?
The place where you had the party?
It was a place, I forget the name of it. It's it was in this new the new city area that's by like North and Clybourne.
Okay.
So a whole new little entertainment area there.
Well, good for Greg Easterly for popping for that, huh?
Yeah, they.
By the way, Dave, Greg Easterly, Easterly.
It's the name of the boss.
It's the name of the general manager. He's the guy you don't know there.
I guess my invitation's on the way.
Yeah. Well, do you think maybe
the party was last week?
You think maybe if you memorized his name, you would have been invited? Hmm. Maybe. Hmm?
Well, maybe next year.
It was a great party, Dave.
Honestly, I can't even say for sure that he was there.
No,
I wouldn't have come if I were him. No, I mean, just hang around.
He wants to hang out with us.
No, absolutely not.
Stupid dopes.
All right, so coming up on the show business situation that Dean will spell out for you in a moment, Bill Cosby has decided to get aggressive, and not in the way you're thinking. Nelly is canceling concerts. I didn't know Nelly was still doing concerts.
Oh, yeah, because it's getting hot in here.
Prince just dropped a secret album. Drop is a hip word the kids say for having an album
release.
Come out.
Yeah.
Of course, I knew that because Prince and I are old friends.
Yep.
Howard Stern's going to stay on Sirius XM.
Ooh.
And there's a movie called Star Wars coming out.
You okay?
I am now.
You all choked up over the. Professional broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Midwest.
Oh, yeah, now you have standards.
WG. I
guess you'd forgotten we've met. I love when a little purple one shakes it. Back in the 90s when I knew Little Prince a little bit, he hated when I called him Little Prince. I just thought it'd be great if Barney and Prince did a show together. Remember Barney the Purple Dinosaur?
I love you, yeah.
How would you Prince do in a version of that?
Or not.
Putting the funk in I Love You.
Prince could do it.
He could do it. He could totally do it. Let's go back to Dean Richards here.
I'm still processing the phrase that you love when the little purple one shakes it, I believe was the exact phrase.
Ever tell you about some of the long talks Prince and I used to have?
After hearing that, I don't think I want to.
What it would go like. It would be something like this. I'd see Prince and I go, hey, man, how you doing? He'd go, good, Steve, how are you? He was like doing a Ben Carson impression before it was cool.
If Prince was walking one way on Michigan Avenue and you were walking the other, would he recognize you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was his driver for years.
Would he look to the ground and pretend like he didn't know?
Oh, yeah. He'd look away.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course he would.
But if he was forced to, he would go, oh, yeah, there's that guy.
Prince had a guy that worked for him. I don't know if he still works for him. His name is Billy Sparks. And Billy had the hotline number for this radio station in Minneapolis where I was working at the time.
That's the secret phone number to call the DJ on duty?
That's the one. So I was working for this radio station, KDWB, and the phone would ring, and it'd be Billy. And it'd be 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, who am I kidding? I wasn't there at 4. It'd be 6 o'clock in the morning, and Billy go, the man's listening to the show! And then he'd hear this in the background. The man wants to hear Alexander O'Neill.
Like our 2D2.
Yeah, he did something like that. Have you been to Paisley Park?
I have never been.
It's cool.
Paisley Park.
I mean, you would figure Prince would have a kind of a cool house. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. You know what Prince used to make his own cologne.
How weird is it? Not a surprise.
Yeah, he'd have like these little Petri dishes where he would mix up scents.
Who doesn't? I was working up some eau de cologne myself last night.
But your cologne smells like a Greek kitchen.
That's true. Mine smells like egg lemon soup. That's very true. So he drops, you know, just without any fanfare, without any warning, anything. He drops 12 new titles over the weekend. It's called Hit and Run Phase 2. So, you know, if you're a Prince fan, you can go to Tidal.com, download it all. New music from Prince, secretly available when he's not busy making cologne, clearly.
Download it wherever?
Tidal, it's, what did I just say? Tidal, I just had it a second ago. Oh,
take
here it is. Tidal.com, T-I-D-A-L.
Tidal.com. All right. Cosby's suing whom?
Cosby is suing seven of the people who are suing him. Kind of retaliatory move. He's suing them for defamation of character.
Why just seven?
Seven of the.
Why not the other 57?
Yeah, I don't know. There are 50 women that are suing him, but he's suing these seven. Saying that their allegations have hurt his reputation, derailed his plans for a new family comedy on NBC. The lawyers for the seven women say that they want their day in court with him, and their reputations will all be restored.
Let me tell you something. I was saddened by this Cosby news when it broke as much as anybody, because he's one of the all-time great comics. He also appears to be one of the all-time great felons, who appears to have gotten away with a list of crimes that should have him in jail for the rest of his life.
Do you mean allegedly a felon?
No. No.
Okay.
Nah, you know, it's a talk show.
All right.
So it's sad, it's ridiculous, but I don't think you'll hear Bill Cosby and the term family comedy together again anytime soon.
Yeah.
Moving on, Star Wars opens this week. Before we get to that, what's going on with Nelly?
Nelly was scheduled to do some concerts. That would be news just in and of itself.
Yeah.
That Nelly is doing concerts. Actually, he's still pretty active and still does a lot of shows. He was scheduled to do some shows in the UK this week and suddenly canceled them because, according to a representative for him, he had safety concerns due to the venue security being unable to prevent an attack similar to the ones that took place in Paris. So apparently that's a big concern of performers now, particularly in Europe and, venues where a terrorist attack may be slightly more likely.
You know, the truth of the matter, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it's probably not you because you're in movie theaters all the time. But, you know, I go to one or two movies a month. And I have been more aware of exits in movie theaters.
Oh, absolutely.
And just more aware of your surroundings, all the things you never used to think about.
I do all the time when I'm in public. You know, I'm also on planes all the time. And, you know, places like that, I am so constantly aware of exits. I know it sounds, you know, ridiculously dramatic, but I've thought about, like, exit strategies. And
sure.
If something happens, what will I do? I also do that if the flight attendants don't come quickly enough with beverages.
Right. That's when you throw your Dean Diva tantrum.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I pay good money for this economy seat.
Hey, here's a story that's not on the agenda that you don't know we pay attention to because this sounds like we're just making it up as we go along. But I did not get a chance to, or I should say I missed my opportunity yesterday to compliment you on something from your Sunday show. Your Chirac
Panel.
Panel was terrific.
Oh, thank you.
Really well done by you, and I don't know if you podcasted it, but I hope you did.
Yeah,
people ought to listen to it.
We did. We put together the rapper named Rhymefest, Chicagoan, great guy, that helped me put together a panel of young people from a community organization called the Dondas House. These are, you know, young people, 20, you know, in their late teens, early 20s, who are interested in the arts, who we sent to see Chirac to get their opinions. They live in Inglewood. They live on the South Side. They have been personally affected by all the gun violence there. And their opinions about this movie were surprising, are fascinating, are thoughtful.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really, really interesting. I'm glad that you liked that.
Yeah, it was really good. Doc, let's hold the Doc Severinsen thing till tomorrow as we continue to promote the fact that
Johnny
the original Carson shows are going
to
be on.
Coming to Antenna TV.
And Howard Stern re-signed with Sirius XM.
Five more years, I'm sure, for practically no money.
He's making about $120 million a year, so he's doing all right.
Satellite radio, though. Who can put a satellite dish on their car?
Yeah, they do look funny, don't they?
The dish isn't so bad. It's running the cable back to your house while you're driving around.
Yeah, and the minute it starts raining, yeah, the reception's bad.
That's a problem.
And Star Wars premiere last night.
World premiere.
Monday night premiere.
Well, they had to shut down most of Hollywood, seriously. You know, where they do the Academy Awards, yeah. It's now called the Dolby Theater. Yeah. Right next to that is the famous Chinese Theater, mm-hmm. and across the street from that is the famous El Capitan Theater. These are legendary theaters in Hollywood. They took all three of those theaters, shut down traffic for a half a mile around the center of all
day.
This action. It's been for several days.
Oh, really?
That this area has been closed down. They're saying it's the biggest red carpet that's ever taken place. You know, all the stars were there. George Lucas was there. Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill.
Well, have you seen
all
it yet?
New stars in the show. I will see it, Steve, today at 11 o'clock.
All right. So you'll have the review tomorrow.
Undisclosed location. What they're going to do, they're going to pick me up at 10 o'clock,
put a bag over your head?
Bag over my head, put me in the trunk of a car, and drive me to an undisclosed location. So
isn't that what Richard Roper normally does when he picks you up and takes you to a movie?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes he lets me out of the trunk, and sometimes he doesn't.
One time he was in there all weekend. All right, what else? Yeah, that's Dean. We're back with the big story next on 720 WGN. RJ Zarati is in charge of the Oriole Park Choir, and RJ, tell me about the group.
Hey, so we are a choir, but we are also very much a rock band. So at Oriole Park, we have an after-school rock band. And
so you're like Jack Black.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about that movie before we got here. Yeah.
You know there's a Broadway play of that now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to go?
We should go. Guys, we should go. I'm just talking to my kids.
All right, we'll leave at 10.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. How'd you put the kids together?
So these are the 8th grade rock band kids. They have to audition, but they've started climbing up the ranks through 4th grade and up in the bigger ensemble OPS rock band. We call these guys the Rockers, and they have to audition, and the best of the best get in, and we've got 8 of our wonderful singers here today. We didn't get the whole band in here. I don't think we could fit a drum set.
Not a lot of dudes.
Not a lot of dudes. I got my one boy Miklo there.
Yeah. Can he sing, or did he just do this to hang with girls?
I don't know. He can sing. Yeah, he can sing, but I'm pretty sure there's
an ulterior motive there.
Definitely.
He wasn't born yesterday.
No.
It was at least 12 or 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you got it. Well, there's not that many of you guys. So why don't you introduce yourselves? First names. Who you got?
I'm Dominique Serrano.
Do it one more time for me.
Dominique Serrano.
Yes.
I'm Kayla Roche.
And?
Labrine of Safiu.
Okay.
Barbara Mikowski.
I'm Tara Joseph.
I'm Jolies Velez.
I'm Denise Nariani.
And the dude?
I'm Miklo Gonzalez.
Yes, he is. A kid's trouble, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's a good kid. He's a good kid.
All right, so what are you going to do for us?
We've got some carols prepared for you guys today. We could start with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. If we're ready.
Oriole Park Choir. Ready when you are. Guitar at the ready. Here we go. Things appear to be plugged in.
Christmas tree.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Oh, we're just warming up. Next up to the mic. What are we doing next, boss?
We've got Baby It's Cold Outside from Labrine.
Labby is the nickname we call her. And Miklo.
Why am I not surprised that Miklo's involved with this one? Okay. Dave, watch him. You're close to him.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, whenever you're ready. Easy song to sing.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's not easy.
They have been working so hard every morning.
Nice job, dudes.
An extra hour.
Nice job. You guys hang tight. We're going to do quick traffic, some commercials. We'll come back. We've got some more kids to have sing for you from the Oriole Park Choir. What school again?
Oriole Park Elementary.
That's exactly right. You've won nothing.
All right. Sounds good.
And how long have you been doing this?
This is my fourth year. Fourth year at Oriole. And it's my first school, too, so I've been really blessed.
Yeah, and obviously you love kids, but what about your own musical career?
You know what? That's kind of on the back burner right now. I've been having the pleasure to work with them, and I honestly, like playing guitar and hearing them sing, like that's kind of been
and seeing a kid improve has got to be great for you.
Right. It's been my outlet. And, like, I really love working with them as students, but also as musicians. Like, they are great musicians in their own right.
Got to be fun.
Yeah, totally. Really,
you got a great gig, bud.
Thanks.
Talking to R.J. Zarate. He's the music teacher at Oriole Park. By the way, R.J., we got a text. Go Oriole Park. They've always had a great musical program. I graduated in January of 1961.
Oh, wow.
There's a tradition.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
54 years later?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, next song?
Next song we have Jingle Bell Rock, sung by Jolise and Basha.
And is it Jolise in the Santa hat?
Nope.
Basha in the Santa
hat. Basha's in the Santa hat.
Very cool. Nicely done, fashionista. All right, whenever you guys are ready.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Oh, jingle bell time is a swell time. bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. A jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Nicely done. Nicely done. And we're not done yet. It's not easy to go first. It's not easy to go last.
No way.
And our final competitors here this morning are?
We have Tara and Denise singing All I Want for Christmas. That's a tough one, Mariah Carey.
And great smiles. Don't be nervous, you guys. You guys are nervous.
Say hi.
Hey, hi.
Yeah, how do you see? You guys look great? You ready to rock?
Yeah.
All right, whenever you're ready. I'm going to let RJ play the guitar on this one. So.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Upon the fireplace, Santa Claus will make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. 'Cause I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Ooh. I won't ask for much this Christmas. Underneath the mistletoe, I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeer click. 'Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? All I want for Christmas is you.
Nicely done.
Nice.
Nicely done. You know what's cool about you, RJ? I love the fact that you guys are having fun singing it. You're laughing it up a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And then you start laughing.
Oh, yeah.
You're not one of these knuckle-breaking music teachers. You're not the guy from Whiplash throwing cymbals. You want these guys to have fun.
No, no. We have fun. We have tons of fun.
Yep. Well, I salute you. These are great kids and very talented.
Yep, definitely.
All right. How old are they?
Why don't you guys say your ages?
Eighth graders?
Eighth grade. 13.
Headed off to high school.
Yep.
All right, keep chasing music, you guys. Whether you do it in college or not, it's a great thing to be involved in. John would know. John's our musical director. Yeah. But great job. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, yeah. Please. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much,
Mark. Great job.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
In the morning, and congratulations to the Oriole Park Choir. Just did a great job. Love those kids. And Duncan Keith joins us now. Good morning, Dunks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on the show here.
No, I appreciate you being on. And Maya Gonzalez and Isabella Miranda have birthdays today. And the Oriole Park kids who are just in here singing would like you to say happy birthday to them.
Wow. Well, happy birthday. How old are they today?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question. You would think I would have asked that. I'm not that smart, Dunk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know me. I'm not that bright.
Well, I'm not that smart either.
So. Well, you and me together. And also, hi to everybody in 268 and 264. I want to get to the hockey, but first let's talk about Keith Relief. How many years for the concert now?
This is going to be our third concert.
Right.
We've got Dustin Lynch coming here this time, so we're excited about that. I think he's had a couple of real big songs out that we're excited to have him.
Yeah, Kev, I don't know if you know Dustin Lynch, but where it's at, see if you can find that. We'll play it at the back end of this. And he's going to be performing. There's a VIP reception. A lot of the Hawks will be there, of course. Tickets, I think, are really reasonable. Go to Duncan Keith's website, duncankeith.com. Or just Google Keith Relief. And what's the money raised for? Where's it going?
Well, it goes to, we've got a partnership with Ronald McDonald House, but it also, the majority of it goes to families in need of medical bills. Keep hearing.
Sure.
Every year a story about how there's a family in need with a, you know, medical crisis where they can't pay their medical bills. So, you know, I think it's a good focus and a good area where it can help out a lot of people. And, you know, we're excited to hopefully raise some money.
Congratulations on a run of the concerts, which is great. Again, we'll give you the website at the end here, but it's a great thing to do, and we hope everybody will help out. And also, congratulations on a nice little run the team's on now. The home cooking, to use the sports cliche, seems to be working out.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be back at the United Center here in Chicago. Great weather here this time of year, so we're all the guys on the team are excited to be here right now, and hopefully get a big win tonight against the Avalanche.
The Avs have had an up and down couple of years. I'm not a huge fan of their head coach, Dave. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on the air.
I think you have brought that up once or twice.
I'm one of the great goalies of all times, and just a jackass. Oh, that's me. I'm sorry, I said that. That was me. But look, you don't take anybody lightly, right? Q drums that into your head every day.
Yeah, you know, I think these guys have got a great team, to be honest with you, and great players on their team, and fast skating, skilled guys. So, the way the league's set up now, any team can win any night, and it's, you know, there's no easy game. So tonight we know we got our hands full against a good skating team. You know, we're going to have to come out like we've done the last few games and have a good start and carry on from there.
You know, you know, you're old enough to be a legend now, Dunks. I don't know if you know that. And I remember talking to Michael Jordan's trainer back in the 90s about this. Michael would get up in the morning. He'd have a light breakfast. He'd work out. And he'd go have the big breakfast. Then he'd go to practice. You know, because it's all about the legs, sure. Right? It's got to be the same sort of deal for you. It's all about the legs.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about getting the body and the legs feeling good. If the legs feel good and the skates are fitting good, feeling good, you know, chances are you're going to move out there pretty good and have a good game.
You guys made a trade last night. Trevor Daly goes to Pittsburgh. You get Rob Scuderi. I know you've played against Scuderi a lot over the years. But as you look at this, when a guy comes in, a veteran who's played a lot like this, how long is the adjustment period for him to kind of get used to playing with you guys?
Well, I think it's different for every guy, and it's kind of dependent upon the type of player that we acquire and the hole that that we have on the team. So I think that Rob, he's a guy who's won a couple of Stanley Cups, and he knows what it takes. He's been around great teams. So I think he's going to be a great fit for us. You know, I think Trevor's going to go on to Pittsburgh and be a great fit for them. You know, just getting to know Trevor for the last couple months, I was really impressed with his character and just the kind of guy that he is. And he was always fun to be around, and one of those guys that you wanted to be around. So I wish him nothing but the best in Pittsburgh, and we're definitely excited about having Rob join us now.
It's kind of tough, right? Because in this salary cap era with a hard cap that the NHL has, you end up saying goodbye to guys a lot, and you couldn't be closer and couldn't be more of a family on the road and at home as well over the course of the season. And at the end of the season, you know, some of those guys aren't going to be around.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it's a frustrating part of the game for the players, because, you know, you get to know somebody, whether it's over the course of a year, like last year with Brad Richard, and when all of a sudden, you know, he's gone, and it's all new faces again, and then you get some new faces in, they're gone a little bit earlier. So you like that continuity, but you also understand that the business side of it, and I guess players, you know, are changing places a lot now, and with the cap, and that's the way it's going to be, I guess.
What's this Kane point streak like for you? I mean, you had a hand in it the other night.
Yeah, well, for me, it's just impressive to see how he's been able to do it different ways and keep that streak going. I mean, he broke the record. He broke Crosby's record the other night. So I think as players and team, we're just as impressed as anybody that he's been able to do this. It's just incredible. And I think it shows you how great of a player he really is. And when he's put with a couple of players that are skilled and good players in Anisimov and Panarin, I think it just shows you just how dominant he is in this league.
You know, you get a chance at different times to see the greats in the game at their absolute best. You know, it lasts for however long it lasts, and then it usually comes back at some point. Certainly we saw that with you in the playoffs. I told you this off the air a while ago, but your playoff run was one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen in the NHL, and I can't imagine how hard you had to work to get there. But for you guys to be able to watch Kane be around the puck, and as you said, do it so many different ways, I mean, it feels like he's in that same kind of zone that you were in that playoff run to the Cup.
Well, I think, I don't know if I got a point in every game like he's done, but he, you know, just his offensive ability and his skill and his, you know, his vision with the puck, I think, allows him to be dangerous on every shift, and he makes everybody around him better. And I think when you get a guy that can make your teammates better and the players around you better, that's the sign of greatness. And, you know, we're lucky to have a guy like that on our team who makes this all better.
Talking to Duncan Keith, go to DuncanKeith.com/KeithReliefConcert, Keith-Relief-Concert, or just Google Duncan Keith or Keith Relief, and you get information on the concert upcoming. And it's an important thing for you to do to help the Ronald McDonald House and other associated causes. So we appreciate Duncan Keith and his foundation getting behind it and doing it again this year. You know, as this league rolls on into beyond midseason and into January and February, you know, we talk about August being the dog days for baseball. What's a tougher month for hockey? January, February, March?
That's a good question. I think, I don't know. I think it kind of goes to just how the player feels and individually. And right now, I think most of the guys feel pretty good. So we're going to keep kind of let this little run here play out and hopefully put, you know, points in the standings. But traditionally, it's probably always been around February after the All-Star break. You know, you're always looking forward to that All-Star break, and the All-Star break comes, and a couple weeks after, you're ready for another All-Star break. So
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things. You got to, you know, just try and stay as fresh as possible, get your rest, and get through those days.
Can you take Corey Crawford's been amazing. Can you tell if your goalie's having a good night early, like before we see it in the stands? It's not just about, you know, an early score, but it's about how he handles shots and how he handles rebounds and things like that. Can you tell when you need to be a little closer and a little more aware than maybe on another night when he's stopping everything?
Well, yeah, with Crow, I can tell a little bit, to be honest with you, because I've played with him for so long now. I can tell when he's in the zone. He's aggressive, and you can tell that he has that air of confidence about him, you know, in the net. So, I think that's just from me playing with him for a while now, getting to know him and on the ice and off the ice. And, he definitely got that going on right now, and he's been the biggest reason, especially the last, you know, four or five games where we've been able to collect some points and get up there in the standings. Hopefully he does it again tonight.
You know, as much news as Kane has made, everybody's getting involved now. It's good to have Bickle back, and, you know, you get the little guy starting fights every time he turns around. Chauzy, he's never met someone in another sweater. He wasn't willing to punch. It's very entertaining for us. But it's got to be fun. It's got to be a fun time right now to have this many home games in this short a chunk of time. But you deserve it after being on the road.
Well, I think, like you said, it's nice to be at home here and have a large, you know, section of games here at home where we can get that home cooked meal and sleep in our own bed and enjoy the nice weather that we got here going right now. Knock on wood. Hopefully it keeps up, but. You know, and then just, you know, use that United Center crowd to our advantage.
And I believe...
keep it going.
I believe tonight is Duncan Keith bobblehead night. Have you seen the bobblehead?
I haven't seen it, actually.
It's pretty cool. The head bobs forward twice, and the second time it bobs, seven teeth pop out.
Oh, yeah? I can't hear it. I couldn't hear
that. Yeah, maybe it's better.
No. Listen. The famous Duncan Keith loses his teeth and shows up for another shift about 5 minutes later story is NHL legend. But do you ever watch other sports, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, and just go, come on, man, get back in the game?
No, I don't really think that too much. I think every sport's different. You never really know what's going on with a guy. So, you know, I don't really judge too many other guys in other sports. I know every other sport is hard in their own way. With hockey, it's the playoffs there for me. So, I think anybody else on my team would have done the same thing. So, you know, I don't really look at it as though I know it's garnered a lot of attention and it's, you know, kind of funny to look at pictures where I'm missing my whole mouth there, but I know that all my other teammates would have done the same thing.
It is unique to hockey. You're a modest guy, but it is unique to hockey, though, man. It just really is. The guys get injured, and they'll lie about whether or not they see three or four goalies just to get back in the game. Guys want to play. You just want to play.
Yeah, no, exactly. Especially when it comes down to playoffs. I don't think, you know, you want to be part of it and be a reason, you know, big help in getting wins and getting to the cup. So, I think that's what it's all about.
I know you're walking into the skate around. Before you run, Terry Kandra from Oak Lawn's got a question in the MB Financial Bank question, and she gets an autographed puck from the Blackhawks. Says, what's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday?
Your favorite holiday.
My favorite holiday has got to be, I like Christmas, you know. I know that probably gets said for the most of the times, but... Christmas to me, opening up presents, you know, sitting around the tree and getting, you know, they get the fire going and,
sure.
And having some snow outside, but even though we don't have any of that right now, you know, it's nice to break up the long season and have family in town and things like that too, so.
And it's fun when you're a dad.
I like Christmas.
Great talking to you, man. I appreciate you jumping on and have a great game tonight.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. It's
all right.
Duncan Keith. Again, go to the website, duncankeith.com/keith-relief-concert. Dustin Lynch is going to be headlining at the concert. And Dustin Lynch, well, here's a Dustin Lynch cut right here.
Time shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like like a barber soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, baggy t-shirt and off the shoulder. Dress up, your head down in a fog cap, yeah, yeah. As long as I keep that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane.
Dustin Lynch got a silent auction open throughout the entire event. Live auction prior to, and the money goes to the Ronald McDonald House. DuncanKeith.com/KeithReliefConcert. You don't think it's a great idea? A Duncan Keith bobblehead with removable teeth?
I think it's a great idea. I'm just wasn't sure how he was going to feel about that.
Well, that's the part where you're pretending you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Where the phone went.
Yeah, yeah. But, he did that thing where he held the phone up like,
hey, you're breaking up.
I'm going to bounce help.
That's a great idea, though.
Yeah.
It makes sense that Christmas would be his favorite holiday because Thanksgiving, which would be a logical choice, they're always on the circus trip.
Yeah, right.
He gets to be home.
Plus, he's a dad now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doesn't get any better now. Nope. And just as a footnote to that, no news on the baby. Yeah.
Oh, all right, good. Because you know, literally, for those who can't see you, you check your phone every 5 minutes, would you say, Dave?
Mm-hmm. What if we find out... First, Steve.
Wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good for any of us.
It'd be great to break the story.
Wouldn't it?
No, really wouldn't.
Oh, you could toss to me and I could break it as a big story.
That'd be great. I hope you guys like working with Rokan. It's 9:27. Back of the news coming up on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago on 720 WGN.
I feel like Mary's doing too much traffic now. She's just on all the time.
like a Boy Scout.
What the hell's going on out here?
Sometimes
always
they're
prepared.
Sometimes they're just for me. Our friend David Hochberg's here. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just here to spread the holiday cheer.
And
to
That's
bring
what
a little Jew
of.
Into this community here, because you're Jewish envy. So I'm here.
That is a great Christmas classic. Bring a little Jew into Christmas.
Absolutely.
That is an absolute Christmas classic.
That's my motto.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much.
Or as I like to call it, the least interesting Jewish holiday.
That's one way to look at it. My kids would disagree with you. It's their most interesting holiday.
Yeah, but the 8 days worth of gifts, you're not supposed to give them big stuff. You're supposed to give them stuff that makes them reflect.
Exactly. That's what we do. We give them Bibles. And we give them...
You give them Bibles?
No, we don't give them Bibles.
It's the wrong book, dude.
No, we give them... Well, the Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we give them little tchotchke stuff that they like. You know, Shopkins, whatever the hell those are. They're into that stuff.
Yeah.
And
just to clarify, that's 8 days of Kwanzaa?
It's 8 days of Kwanzaa. Yes. Exactly.
When you were growing up, were you jealous of your Christian friends?
No. I thought it was kind of cool to see the tree. You know, we had the dreidel and the menorah, and they had the tree and all the garland and all the lights. So, no, it was good. I grew up in Des Plaines, so it was a good middle-class area. You know, everybody got along, and everybody celebrated everybody else's holiday. It was great.
And I've never met your wife because you don't want her to know who your friends are.
I don't want to have anything close to you because you have a tendency of stealing people's wives.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
Is she part of the tribe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, out of the box. Okay. The first one was a convert, and then the second one, I said, if I do this again, I don't know why the hell I would want to do it again, but if I find a woman that passes a Rorschach test, she's a Jew out of the box this time. Because... so that's what
you are such a that's you're what such I, a romantic.
I'm just that's what I said, and yep. So that's the way it works. And if this one doesn't work out, I'm buying a condo at Belmont and Halston, switching teams. So this is it. I'm done. I can't. I'll be broke, and I'll just be like, I'm just going to completely.
When David Hochberg is not solving your financial problems, he is doing love line.
Yes, relationship advice.
Yes.
Give me a call. Having a problem? What the hell's wrong with you?
It's your fault. Don't call me.
New show. Todd Manley. We're going to announce it. We don't even need Todd's clearance. Let's just do it. Saturday nights at 11 to 11:10.
People oppose. pose a problem.
Really? 10 full minutes?
10 full minutes.
David will go, are you nuts?
That's David's entire...
What are you with him for?
That's David's entire volume of knowledge on women, 10
Todd,
minutes.
Todd just texted 8 minutes of commercials, so we're good.
Seems right.
It's about right.
Seems right.
30-second right. bumper, we're good. 1 minute of advice.
Before we talk about another very important and generous thing you're doing for our friends in the veterans community, let's talk about the guy sitting to your left, John DeCoss.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, the fact that you, along with helping Andrea and helping other people on the program, you also had a chance to sit down with John and his much more intelligent, much smarter wife, Jackie.
Amen to that. Yeah.
And
you guys, I'm right here.
And we know.
That's why we're saying that.
And talk about his financials. Right. So you got a story you can tell around
it? Oh, yeah. I got a great story. So I've known John for about a couple of years. I saw him in the hallway when he was doing his, when you did the Triple Crown thing and the Bolt thing. And I went up to him and said, I literally pee in my pants laughing and drive off the road every time you're on.
By the way, for a comedian,
yeah,
that's about the sweetest thing you could say.
That, right, and I had him at Hello. So ever since then, he's like, oh, I hear your stuff, you're great, everything. I'm like, great, okay, nice meeting you. And then I hop on a train and go home. So about 3 months ago, he saw me in the green room. He's like, hey, I need your help. I'd like to refinance. I said, great. Here's my number. You know, give me a call. I'm not going to chase after you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. No prompting. I'm going to call you later today. I'm going to go home. Jackie's going to call you. 6 weeks, freaking crickets, okay? 6-8 weeks later, I come back. I see him. He's like, I'm going to see Zolly. He's all nervous. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to chase your ass. You're going to call me? Call me.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to call you. Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to call you. So he calls. He finally calls me. And I run his credit, and he's credit challenged. Okay,
oh,
he didn't realize how he thought. Oh, everything's good. We're going to do this.
But it is an important part of the story because he told me without giving me the specifics that it was a couple of things that are seemingly small to most people that just trashes your credit.
Right. It's like getting hit by a CTA bus. Right. Like he had a couple of
we had a couple of medical things from years ago that we didn't even know were on the report.
Right.
That totaled up to like $300-something.
Right.
And before we knew it, boom, you know, our credit scores.
How many points?
About 50 to 60 points.
50 to 60 points.
Yes.
And he doesn't even know it's on his credit
card. I'm like, what's this? What's this? What's this? He's like, what the heck are you talking about? He's like, I'm like, well, medical this, medical this, medical that. And he's like, well, that's from 2-3 years ago. I'm like, okay, well, it's 2-3 years ago. Here you go. And there was, I think, one parking ticket he valeted at, you know, someplace, and somebody parked it in front of a plug, and, you know, the valet guy, you give him $20 to valet park your car, parks it in front of a fire hydrant. You get the ticket. He goes to get your card, rips up the ticket. You don't even know you have a ticket.
Right. Right.
So, boom, all of this stuff compounded is driving him and Jackie's credit scores down.
Then if he wants to finance anything, he's got to go to Knuckles LaRue, you know, well, and that was 85% and pay the VIG.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were going to refinance that. We thought to roll over the student loans. And then we find out not only that, but it was the fact that we had a Kohl's card that was a $1,000 limit with 980, but it's like we're right to the end.
Right.
Yeah. We bought a new couch. The 1 year, you know, interest free, but we're right at the top of it.
And so talk about that for a second, because was an education. The fact that credit doesn't mean max your credit.
Well, and the problem is when you do these 0% finance, because everybody's out there right now going crazy, right? You save your 15-20%. You open up a credit card, save 50% off your first offer. Great, no problem. They give you a $1,000 credit card. You put $995 against it. You're at 99.5% capacity. There goes your credit score about 30-40 points. If you're about ready to go buy a house or refinance your house, thanks for playing. You just jacked yourself up. You might have just disqualified yourself from refinancing like John and his wife did.
Okay, so the idea for a great credit score is to show you're a responsible adult who pays his bills, but that you also have margin of credit.
You have credit availability,
right,
and your credit utilization is always low. So what I always tell people is...
So it's there, it's available, but you're not tapping all of it.
You're not tapping all of it, and you're paying it on time.
Right,
okay? Because
there
was one time... You know, a bill went late, and I met with
our
John.
Mortgage. We I think once or twice during the year we delayed that,
and that's death, right?
Yes, done.
Yeah, that's getting hit, but the
literally like a day. Your mortgage is due on the first, you send it in on the second.
No, if it's due on the first and you send it in, if it's due on the 1st of December and you send it in on the 1st of January, that's bad. Okay.
Right, but I'm saying you have that grace period. Anytime beyond the grace period.
As long as you pay it in the month that it's due.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's, well, you'll get dinged for the whatever they charge you
but
for the
late fee.
But
it's worse if you miss the month.
It's if you go into the next month. And a lot of people are like, well, I'll pay it on the 31st. Okay, 31st is Sunday. The 30th is a Sunday. 31st is a holiday. And then
now
the first,
you're host.
Boom! Okay, you just got nailed. Okay. So always pay your bills.
Is that what happened to you?
No. She's a Girl Scout selling cookies out at the corner.
I was his dream.
Oh my God! I wish I had everybody like Andrea.
You see, borrowers. Again, I'm right here.
Well, hey, I got Andrea over there. Here's North Pole. Here's freaking South Pole.
But let me tell you this, and this is the most important thing.
Yeah.
We delayed it. We kept waiting, and
you waited too much to call me.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I was in the green room. You're like, I'm gonna call you.
Wait a minute. How possibly if he could even have found you? You're so hard.
I gave him my freaking number. I wrote it in like 16, 18 font. I'm like, even a guy that's got hearing impaired and sight impaired, you can hear the letters. They're so freaking loud.
He couldn't hear David.
No. It wasn't until the fourth time he drove by the house that I realized there was it. But here's the thing. Ignorance is ignorance. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is mandatory. What he said, we're going to do this colonic on your credit. He predicted it. All of a sudden, we're getting all these people who want to give us our credit scores have increased.
Shut up.
Boom. All of a sudden, our mailbox is full. You need to talk to David now. Period.
I think that's
That's
the bottom line.
Well, it's like this. It's like putting the bucket of chicken down and picking up a bowl of vegetables. Okay, what's going to happen? You're going to lose weight and you're going to feel better. Shocking, right?
Okay, I did eat the chicken, though.
I know. We still got to get you put the bucket down. But that's a whole other story. We got to sprinkle veggies in there. But guys, but John is a perfect example of your listener, okay?
Well, it's a perfect example of America.
Yes.
And your listeners are a perfect example of America. This is a good segue, right? Nice catch. But, John, him and his wife didn't know what was going on. Oh, they missed the mortgage payment. Okay, it happens. I said, was it done on purpose or was it credit irresponsibility? And Jackie looked at me and said, we didn't know it was that big of a deal. And I'm just like, well, I'm here to tell you. Here comes the Clydesdales through your living room with the sled behind it and the dog on there, okay? With the Christmas bell.
Hold on a second.
Loaded with kegs of beer blowing right through your living room.
Why
the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Why are you more specific?
Why are the Clydesdales at John's house?
So that's what happens when you make...
Because he had chicken.
Because he had chicken and not the vegetables, and the Clydesdales
We had to give away both cars. We couldn't afford them, so now we have a slave.
So now he's got the Clydesdales pulling them all over.
The bottom line here is, because I want to come back and make sure we hit the charitable situation. The bottom line here is, he took you from being, and this is important.
Oh, very important.
He took you from being petrified.
Yes.
Paranoid.
Yes.
And procrastinating.
Avoiding. Yes.
Yeah, just avoiding dealing with
everything.
You go in, and in an hour,
yes,
he's got you on a path to change your world, and it's already different.
He is unbelievable. Yeah, without a doubt.
Within 60 days, his credit scores are 40 points.
How many clients do you think you'd have if you stopped bringing Clydesdales into their houses?
Well, I use the Clydesdale analogy, and we used another part of the Clydesdale when I met with him and Jackie to talk about things.
Yeah, I'm
familiar
with
that. Talk about
no, you absolutely can't.
I can't. But, I basically said, if you do stuff, it'll work. If you don't do things, then you just wasted 45 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah.
I will help you if you enable me to help you.
Right.
If you're going to sit here and waste my time, great. Then I'll go on the radio and say what a bigger bust out you are because you took the advice, you had the advice, and you didn't use it. At least now they're implementing it.
Again, I'm right.
Back with more of David Hochberg.